This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's Free Talk Live, yet another Saturday edition of the program. We will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-453. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you have Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, we also have Skype. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So it's Keenvention weekend, and I'm not as out of it today as I was last night. I've been running a convention. We call it the Keenvention here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's an activist gathering of probably just about 100 people, I would say, a little over that maybe by the time the weekend's over. And they're preparing for the Halloween costume dance party that we're going to miss most of. Mark, you and I, because we're here live. We're doing a live radio show on Saturday nights. If you want to learn more about Keenvention, go to keenvention.info. If you've been thinking about checking out New Hampshire as a destination for freedom lovers, for people who love the ideas of liberty, Keenvention's a great excuse to come check it out. And there was a really awesome speech this evening by James Cleveland, a.k.a. Robin Hood. Those of you who've been listening to the show for a long time, you know about the Robin Hooders of Keene who've rescued thousands of motorists from getting parking tickets. If you don't know about Robin Hooding, you should Google Robin Hood Keene, and you'll find all kinds of interesting news about that. But, Mark, there was something on your mind here tonight that you thought worthy of discussion, specifically in reference to, I guess we got the election coming up in a few days.
Right, and we don't spend a lot of time talking about elections on Free Talk Live.
No, they're boring.
And we don't endorse candidates on
Most
Free Talk Live.
Most of them are scumbags.
Right, and those kind of things. I guess I experience a certain level of frustration when it comes to elections. I believe that we would be better served if we had a third party, a strong third party to give people options. And I am not alone. Mm-hmm. There's a Gallup poll that was done over, you know, the summer and early fall. And it said that for Americans, both Republicans and Democrats, they claim that they do such a poor job. Excuse me, it's Americans, both for Americans, both Republicans and Democrats do such a poor job that 58% of people polled in the U.S. believe that an additional political party is necessary to bolster the U.S. political process. So,
great.
58% of people want a third party.
All right.
Third party is a reality in, you know, countries around the world. This is really common in Europe and sort of the Western civilized countries to have a third party. But not here in the United States.
Do you think the 58% realize there are third parties in the United States?
They say they want one. Strong third party.
Oh, a strong third party.
And it's really pretty obvious what the difference between a strong third party is and a weak third party.
We've never seen a strong third party, at least in our lifetimes.
No, there really hasn't been. Even in U.S. history, there really hasn't been a strong third party. Republican-Democrats split, Democratic-Republicans or whatever they were, split into what we have today and sort of the, I think it was the Whigs.
The Whigs.
Went away. All in
I'd say bring back the Whigs.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I don't know what they stood
delightful,
for.
Delightful folks, I'm sure. And this is... But the difference between a strong third party and a weak third party is votes, right?
Okay.
So 58% of the people listening to me, and maybe even higher, because actually talk radio listeners tend to skew more independent than, you know, people who are listening to Crazy Train one more time or whatever.
I don't know if you have this information. I'm just asking.
Probably
maybe
not.
It would have it in the details about how the poll was conducted. Did they poll all Americans
yes,
or likely
American.
Voters?
This is Americans.
Okay.
And and obviously Americans don't necessarily vote.
I suspect likely voters would be less interested in a third party, but maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know.
I don't know the answer either, but people want options. The mm-hmm. only way to get options are, however, is to, you know, if you want a third option in cell phone companies, somebody needs to buy plans from that cell phone company. If you want a third option in political parties, you need to vote for the third option. Now, here's my frustration. I've been hearing about that libertarian that's going to win for several years. You know, there's always been that one guy. He's got the chance. He could really get in office, that guy. And right now, that guy is probably Adrian Wiley down in Florida running for governor. Currently, Florida has two guys that were Republican governors that they weren't happy enough to keep in office, really, that are now running for the office.
Right?
He is the incumbent, yes. Okay. But they're not. It's a really close race, and he's likely, could possibly lose. Mm. And it's, of course, if he does lose, it'll be the libertarian's fault, not the fact that he was, you know, not a great governor or whatever.
Okay.
But Wiley is far and removed the superior candidate. He's an intellectual. He's, he can connect with the people. He's out there campaigning. He's doing everything right. He should win this because he's the best candidate. And
well, the libertarians usually are the best candidates.
Not always. Sometimes they feel nuts. But
there's some of them who are not very good at communicating the ideas of liberty, but at least their ideas are better than the Republicans and Democrats. It's just they never get a chance to communicate those ideas. I saw the Florida.
He was kept out of the debate, right?
Right. A couple of our listeners in Florida, actually one of our listeners, John Kurtz in the Orlando area, he posted on his Facebook this ridiculous video. From the debate, have you seen the fan video from the Florida debate?
No.
So there, I think it was actually Charlie Crist is one of the two that's running.
Right.
He's on stage, ready to debate. The other guy,
I see the video about the fan. Gotcha.
Yeah, the other guy was refusing to come out, and the reason he was refusing to come out to debate was because the Chris guy had a fan underneath the podium. So the two podiums set up for the debate, of course, leaving out the third for the libertarian guy, who's apparently polling fairly well. And underneath this podium, the fan is blowing up. So I guess it's hot. It's Florida or something like that. He's nervous or something. He needs a fan.
He needs a fan.
And these debates that they have all kinds of rules. And, you know, the temperature in the auditorium must be between 70 and 71 degrees.
The shorter candidate can't have a phone book to stand on. You know, those kind of things.
There's all kinds of dumb rules. And I guess one of them is you can't have a fan. So because the guy had a fan on stage, the other character was going to refuse to debate, and I guess they did eventually get him to somehow coax him to come out.
It wasn't him; it was likely his aide that was saying, "Oh, whoa! What are you talking about, fans?" He's keeping his guy back.
Whatever. It looked really bad. But also the other guy, Chris. He's out on stage, and he's trying to actually talk about what was going on, but the media wouldn't even let him speak. So the whole situation was pretty ridiculous.
And let's just extrapolate this 58% number to Florida. Let's say 58% of Floridians want to have a viable third party. Of those Floridians that go vote, I'm just guessing. If the experience that I have had up to this point with third-party candidates continues to hold true, we will wake up on Wednesday morning, and Adrian Wiley will not be the governor, the governor-elect of Florida.
And hopefully he'll be one step closer to moving to New Hampshire.
Well, I would love to have that, but that's just sort of really beside the point.
Yeah.
Here's my question. My question to you, the radio audience, is the United States too stupid, too ignorant, too bullheaded for a third party? Because if you get the government that you deserve, and this is a truism that we've been given all our lives, you deserve two stinking, lying parties that have treated you terrible your whole lives, and you think that this next time that comes around, they'll suddenly be better. Like, you deserve that. That's your future because you have worked your way into it. You've been petrified every election. Oh, my God, those other guys are going to get in if I don't just vote for my party's guy. I agree a little bit more with the blue team or the red team, so I've got to vote for this group of liars and thieves because that group of liars and thieves is so much worse.
Well, I don't know if saying they're stupid is the right thing.
Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is what?
Well, that's definitely not a smart
thing. I think that's the definition of insanity, but I'm going to call it stupid in this case.
Okay, but at the same time, this could be based in fear, right? Like, people are afraid.
People that continue to be afraid every single election, every 2 years, from the same thing over and over again, are stupid.
Toll-free number is 855-453. If you want a third party, if you're one of those 58%, what are you doing about it?
If you don't want a third party, explain to me why.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Couple questions on the table. Mark, you had asked, you're talking about 58% of Americans, according to some survey, say they support the idea of having a strong third party. from which to choose, but yet nobody votes for a third party. So how are you ever going to get a strong third party if nobody ever puts any time or money or effort behind the existing third parties?
Well, time and money, nobody puts that in behind. Very few people put that in behind their political parties. But a vote, I mean, a statistically insignificant act like voting. And I'm going to back that up here in a second because I think it's really important to point out that your vote isn't worth much.
So you had asked, is the United States too stupid? Which is kind of a weird question because the United States is a collection of states. You mean the people that live within those boundaries. Are they too
stupid? I don't believe
stupid?
In collective statements anyway, but I do think that groups tend to have this their own psychology.
Hmm.
And there is an electorate out there. And that electorate, Republican or Democrat, all across the country, doesn't seem to be able to handle a third party.
Well, you also asked the question if you're against a third party, because there are a lot of people who are against the idea at all. I mean, you know, 42% or whatever.
Well, 58% are for a third party, but 42% aren't necessarily against. I mean,
some were undecided.
There's always the people that think that they can't figure out who the vice president is and can't find the United States on a global map.
So if you're against a third party, then why is that? You're welcome to answer those or share any of your thoughts on whatever you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
You can get a free pound of coffee right now. You can get a free pound of coffee shipped to you if you go to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's a subscription program. You can cancel it at any time. You can get your free pound and, you know, just get lost if that's what you want to do. It's cool. It's delicious coffee. It's shade-grown. It's 100% organic and top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's likely to be among the best coffee you've tasted in your life. What's different about BuzzBox coffee, the coffee that we will provide for you at coffee.freetalklive.com, is that they give some of the proceeds, some of the proceeds to us to be able to give out in the form of microloans through Kiva.org. We've teamed up with Kiva in order to, what we believe is, change the world. Because I believe that nobody knows better what you need in your life than you. And I think this holds true for people around the world. So therefore, when they ask for a loan, whether it's for, you know, more equipment for their restaurant, or whether it's to buy a sewing machine, or to buy a plow, or to fix their car so that they can drive a taxi, whatever their reason is, it's always to make more money. And I believe when you can help somebody make a better living, that they're going to have a better life for themselves, their family, and their community. And that's important to me. It's important to you. Get your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Likely you drink coffee every day. Well, just get the subscription there at coffee.freetalklive.com, and you'll have all your coffee problems taken care of. You can change how often you get it shipped to you. You can get whatever type of coffee you want to have, you want to try out. It's great. I use it every single day. It's awesome. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. Third parties, what do you think? Let's go to John listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hey, John.
Hey, man. I don't think people are stupid.
Me neither.
I think that, you know, if you're voting Democrat, you're a victim of propaganda, and that's pretty much all I got to say about that.
You think that Republicans aren't victims of propaganda?
Only to a point. I think if they can make a sweep for the Senate, they're going to try to restore some of the basic stuff that we need.
You know that the Republicans were in office from 2000 to 2006. They held the Senate, the House, and the White House, right? So if they wanted to restore anything, they would have done it in the 6 years that they held it during the Bush administration.
Bush was the problem. And I'm not.
Bush didn't veto anything. This is really important to you. Bush didn't veto anything in those first 6 years. He's not the problem.
Okay. When we elected Obama, people wanted change. But Obama's change is insanity. I mean, that's just my point. I mean, you can't do that.
I think you're deluded. Sir, I think you're deluded.
He hasn't changed anything.
Right? You think the Republicans, when they get in this time, are going to fix something, but they didn't 6 years ago because Bush was at fault, but he didn't veto anything, and then you immediately started rambling on about Obama.
He's bringing in illegal workers, And they're taking
illegal people were coming in under Bush. Obama has exported more people, sent more people out of the country than Bush did.
He's more
diluted.
I'm not saying Mexicans. That's taboo. You can't say, well, only the Mexicans are coming up because that would make me racist, right?
No, that wouldn't make you racist. That would just make you ignorant. There are people coming to the United States from all around the world.
Right. And, see, they bring their own culture with them whenever they do this.
What's the problem with that?
What's it have to do with a third party?
If you look at Ferguson, there's a big culture problem right there. I mean,
Mexicans setting things on fire in Ferguson?
No, not Mexicans. I mean, black people are mad because they think they're being oppressed by white people. I mean,
I'm reasonably certain they came here long before you were born, sir.
Huh?
I'm reasonably certain those black people's ancestors came here long before you and I were born.
Well, see, white people brought them over here. I think black people have earned the right to be here. They pretty much built this country.
I don't really understand what you're getting at this point. I'm totally lost. What's your point?
Yeah. My point is we just need to start from a basic model, and I think we need to get Republicans in there to restore that.
Hold on a second. Is it just me? Mark, am I living in a fugue state, or did Republicans have control of the Senate and the House and the presidency for, what, like 6 years?
We know precisely what Republicans are going to do, because they did it. Republicans grew the government faster than the Democrats. They had the largest expansion of government intrusion in the medical era until Obama came along. We know what Republicans do.
Right, so you had Republican control from, what was it, 00 to 06?
That's correct.
What happened to the government then, John?
What about ISIS?
Okay, that's not answering the question.
You haven't answered one question. Are you aware of that?
You're not. I don't know. What was the question?
Okay, so you had said you got to start over,
I said
whatever.
You get the government you deserve. Yeah. And all John did was prove me right.
John, you seem to think that the Republicans are going to do something for you, and why wouldn't they have done it back in the year 2000 through 2006 when they had total control? Can you explain that?
Bush.
Huh?
Bush.
Oh, man. Bush?
I've said that.
Because he's not a real Republican?
Bush didn't veto anything, so how could he be the problem? He never stopped the Republicans from doing anything.
Maybe they were afraid of his veto.
Yeah, that's right. They were petrified. They had complete control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, and they were petrified.
Thanks, John, for the call tonight. Very entertaining. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I know. We need Jeb Bush in there. He would really show him how it's done.
I think Hillary Clinton will stop him.
All right. More coming up here in moments. Of course, I'm kidding.
That's ridiculous.
855-450-FREE. Whoever wins in 2014 and 2016, we will lose. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the national chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about third parties. Americans say they want a strong third party, but don't really seem to be willing to do anything about it. They're not even willing to vote for one, for the most part. Maybe there's like 1 or 3% of Americans who will bother to vote for any given third party in a three-way race. They do tend to vote for them more often in a two-way race, because then the so-called spoiler effect isn't happening. And this is one of the big reasons why people won't vote for a third party, even though they might actually agree more with that third party than the big two, the Republicans and Democrats, because they'll claim that they're worried that if they don't vote for the one of the two big parties, that their vote will be vote will be wasted on the third party candidate. They are so concerned about the other party winning.
Your vote is wasted if your party loses. We're going to have Scott, and we're talking about the Florida race and for governor here. Not that this could be any state, but it's Scott and Chris and Wiley. They're running. Wiley's the Libertarian, and your vote for either if Chris wins, then all the votes for Scott were wasted. All the ones were for Wiley were wasted too, essentially, except maybe Wiley will get enough to be on the ballot or something like that.
Yeah, but that rationale doesn't convince anybody in advance. We'll come back to it here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your call's coming up.
Is privacy dead? Not if we have anything to say about it. November the 7th and 8th, coming up real soon, less than a week. Coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes are going to join together for Hack the Trackers. It's a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City to create tools that make the web more transparent or help users manage to the amount of data they share. It's going to be amazing just to see what these people come up with. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community, and winners will receive a prize package including the all-new Blackphone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free and registration is open right now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information, hackthetrackers.com. Ian, I did get a little bit of information during the break. Turns out George Bush did veto one bill in 2006. So we said from 2000 to 2006 he didn't veto any bills. Turns out that the whole reason the Republicans couldn't get their message out there, they couldn't get what they wanted, was because George Bush vetoed the Stem Cell Research Enhancement Act of 2005. It's ludicrous to think this.
So well, that's what our last caller was suggesting.
Yeah. So here's what's really important to me is you should understand math. If you're going to vote, you should understand math.
Can you give us a math lesson here in a moment? I'd rather talk to Kevin in Virginia Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Dink.
Okay. It's not that I think the American people are stupid. In some ways, I think they're a little lazy. They don't want to go out and learn about a third party. You know, they want the information fed to them in some ways. And the Republicans and Democrats make sure that that does not happen. Because in the 2012 election cycle, for example, Gary Johnson, at the time a Republican, was one of the first people to announce that he was going to seek the nomination. The second Republican debate happened in New Hampshire. Gary Johnson wasn't invited. Do you know who was invited? Michelle Bachmann, who hadn't even announced she was running yet.
Now, Gary made the first one, but for whatever reason didn't make the second one. And I think that Gary Johnson's campaign was probably heard early on because he was like the second Ron Paul. And, you know, Ron had been around in the 2008 campaign. I don't think that this is valid logic. I'm speculating.
Well, I mean, what it comes down to, and you were pointing it out earlier, down in Florida, they were having the governor's debate. There were two podiums. There are three people running, but there are two podiums. And especially on the presidential debates, I mean, I know the Libertarians have to kind of start small and build your way up, but even so, the presidential debates are run by the Republicans and the Democrats.
Sure,
they
true.
Have absolutely no incentive to
let me ask you this,
a third party.
Let me ask you this about the debate in Florida. Why would anyone listen to this? You know what Scott's going to be like because he was your governor. You know what Chris is going to be like because he was your governor. Why would you listen to a debate?
But the Chris guy has changed his party, so now he's different.
Right. He's added on extra Tanner.
Kevin, any other thoughts?
It's not so much that people are going to listen to the debates, but the debates will be covered by the media. The media is going to report on the Republican and the Democrat because they're the only people in the debate. And the reason they're the only people in the debate is because the Republicans and the Democrats make sure of that.
You're right, Kevin. Thanks for the call tonight. They create these debate commissions. You remember back when Ross Perot was in the presidential race back in 1992?
It was close there. We were going to have that third-party guy get in, except for the ninjas whatever that was.
Certainly, he did scare people. I mean, it scared the main parties into who was it that ran the debates back then? It was like the League of Women Voters or something like that?
Women Voters, yeah.
And then they took it out of their hands and they created the Commission for Presidential Debates, if I'm recalling this correctly. Please correct me if I'm wrong on this. But they created their own debate organization.
Yeah, we can't have that. The League of Women Voters is way too fair.
Yeah, and then that's when, you know, it became impossible or to impossible to get a third party in
there. Third parties candidates weren't doing very well prior to that either. And this is where I keep coming back, ready to blame the American people. Did somehow they deserve, they weren't prepared for third parties back before 1992?
Yeah, I was only talking about the debates. I mean, I agree with you. You're right. Americans have been very ignorant.
It isn't the Republicans and Democrats, as the caller previously mentioned, that this isn't just this is the stuff that Americans are spoon fed. But, you know, if you're sitting around, you're an adult, and if you're allowing people to spoon feed you information, whose fault is that?
JJ is on the line listening in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live, JJ.
Hello, yeah. I'm sorry if I break up a bit. I'm driving through a canyon right now.
No problem.
I think a lot of it is just the sheer ignorance of the American people going on. They complain about these two parties, but then they let the two parties control all the debates, like what they did to Ron Paul in 2008. He was leading polls over couple other candidates, but they refused to even acknowledge them. Mm-hmm. And they cut them off short and everything. And during that time, I was living in the Chicagoland area supporting some libertarian candidates, not a vote for Ron Paul bumper sticker. Well, in Illinois, during that time, if you had a Ron Paul bumper sticker, you're considered a domestic terrorist. And that cop pulled me over, searching me, throwing me on the hood in front of my daughter's car. People would be calling you racist. You try to have a libertarian rally, you'd have foul. But we had one libertarian rally, never got covered in the news. And we had 1,000 people with Chinese and USSR flags protesting us, saying we weren't American. And so I yelled back at them. I said, well, we have 15 American flags. Where are yours? And they saw the communist flag start dropping down. And the little report they did put in the newspaper, they called us a Nazi party. And so when you're dealing with that type of ignorance going on, yeah. And when I was giving a talk, this woman said to me, she was Hispanic, says, why do you have a problem with illegal immigrants? And I said, they're illegal. And I just left it like that. And people are like, oh, okay. But then I did 6 months in the military. Some of my buddies I have do Border Patrol. And out of the people they catch, probably about, this is about in 2006 at one time, about every 1,000 illegal immigrants that caught at the border, about 50 of them were Al-Qaeda operatives that were coming in, guising as a Hispanics trying to smuggle across the border.
Seems like a ridiculous claim. But, JJ, I was liking the things you were saying up until the comment about illegal people. What's wrong with being illegal?
Well, it's the thing is, the way I look at it, okay, you have a standard, and you hear the politicians say, we're a land of law, we're about the rule of law, right?
Yeah, but the politicians don't follow the law.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's the biggest problem. My personal opinion, 80% of our politicians belong in federal prison more than a kid who got caught with...
But still, what's wrong what's wrong with being illegal?
If you want an immigrant to America, I have no problem with immigrants. Some of my best buddies, one, his name's Nudavon, he's a lab technician.
All right, hang on. I want to get your answer to the question here in a moment. What is wrong with being illegal? I really want to know. It's Free Talk Live.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper, see how much you could save.
Majid lives in Nor Devin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're doing a live Saturday edition of the program. There's time for you to dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about third parties in the United States. 58%, according to one survey of Americans, say they want a strong third party. But how many of them are willing to actually even vote for those third parties? Well, apparently next to zero, because usually third parties do just barely above zero as far as the percentage that they get in any given election. So why is that? And if you are against the third party, then why is that as well? But you know what? We've got JJ on the line here, and he brought up, in the middle of a conversation about third parties, he made some comment about illegals being illegal, and that's a bad thing. And I was wondering why. What's so wrong with being so-called illegal, JJ? Can you make that clear for me?
Well, the thing is, if anyone thinks that everyone who comes over here illegally is under good intentions, is ignorant. Because
okay, that didn't answer my question, though. What's wrong with being illegal?
Well, one, we have laws and stuff with our borders about it. And
hold
so,
on a minute.
So,
hold on a moment. Are you saying that you care about laws?
Yes, I care about laws.
Have you ever sped, JJ?
I don't speed. My wife complains to me about it all mm-hmm. the time because people will pass me.
That's not the question I asked you. Have you ever sped?
I have sped before, and I don't like it.
Did you ever drink underage?
Nope.
Yeah, right. I don't believe you for a moment.
I honestly didn't.
Ian, this is why I don't like this line of questioning that you often do. JJ, here's my problem with this. Is I think this is the laziest reason for immigration, to complain about immigration. Like,
no,
it's completely lazy.
Immigration reform.
I think
we need to secure our borders a lot better because a lot
But you want lying, stinking politicians to decide who comes and who doesn't, right? You want the most dishonest segment of our society to decide who comes and who doesn't.
Well, here's the thing. Do you believe in being a sovereign nation?
I believe I am a sovereign nation. I believe you are a sovereign nation. I don't believe those people in Washington, D.C. have anything to do with our lives.
Yeah. JJ, thanks for the call tonight, man.
Yes, okay. Except for the immigrants.
No, not except for the immigrants. I wasn't saying immigration. And this is the ignorance I've been talking about. And you already hung up on me.
No, you haven't hung up on JJ. You're still going. You just hung up, though. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Look, the reason I go there is because people, all kinds of Americans, do illegal things. Now, if he's going to claim he's never drank underage, most Americans absolutely have.
There's a book called Three Felonies a Day that claims that the average American doesn't even know when they're committing a felony. Not just something illegal, like a violation, a misdemeanor-level violation like illegal immigration, but a felony.
So don't pretend like being illegal is a bad thing, because almost everybody in the United States is an illegal. If you use being an illegal, if you make the definition of that doing anything that's illegal, almost everyone would qualify as being an illegal in that case. So I don't think there's anything wrong with ignoring the government's rules and laws, as long as you're not hurting anybody else. And the supermajority of people who immigrate here do not hurt others. They come here to make a better life for themselves, and that, to me, is not a crime, nor should it be punished.
I agree with you completely, Ian, but I think his more ludicrous statement was 50 out of every 1,000 people crossing the border at some period in time was an Al-Qaeda member.
Now, that's pretty ridiculous.
Demonstrably silly, because obviously border and immigration control aren't catching everybody. They're probably not catching half of them that are coming across the border. But at this point, many of them are sneaking back across the border, by the way. And that would mean that all these Al-Qaeda people are in the country, and it's pretty clear that they're not. Otherwise, they would have done something by now.
Where's all the bombings? I mean, if there's so many Al-Qaeda around, then where's all the terrorism? Let's go to Michael. He's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. What's on your mind tonight, Michael?
I'm for the third party. You're making perfect sense about it. But let's urge this audience to make a sacrifice one time in their life. Waste your vote one time in your life. There is not a party out there worthy of your vote. So waste it this time in this election and let the world know that that's exactly what you mean. Write these three letters down. K-Q-A. The Republicans, we know they're no good. They promised to treat the working man like a king. K.
What's the K-Q-A? No. King?
King. That's okay. The king. That's the Republicans.
Gotcha.
We don't want them anymore.
Okay,
then there's
gotcha.
There's the Democrats. They promise to treat the working woman like she's a queen.
Okay.
We're done with them. We're done with them. KQA. A, they've yet to appear. What party is going to treat every American like an American? When's that going to happen?
Mean to be treated like an American?
I assume it means to be worked from cradle to grave to send foreign aid around the world.
Well, like the first Americans had an ethic. Their ethic was every member of the church is as good as an apostle.
The first Americans didn't have a church. The first Americans thought your big white God was kind of silly.
Put that A on your ballot. KQA. Let them know we're coming. We're going to.
Michael, that won't let anyone know anything, but I thank you for the call tonight. So he was essentially saying that I understand, and I like where he was coming from when he was pointing out that the Republicans and Democrats are no good. I'm with him to that point, but writing KQA on your ballot is going to accomplish absolutely nothing. It won't let anyone know anything. The old ladies or old men who are, looking through the ballots in the write-in section and notating because they do, they do write down what you write in. They do calculate numbers on that, but no one ever pays attention to them, so... the old folks who are looking at your ballot and wondering what KQA actually stands for probably aren't going to Google it, and even if they did Google it, likely KQA would not come up with anything that's responsive.
You would certainly have to have a lot of people do it. I think this is really an important when he was talking about wasting your vote, because the chances are good that the margins are going to be separated in whatever election you're at by thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands. So consider for a second that your single vote isn't going to matter, so you might as well vote for that third party that you want to have. 58% of Americans say they want to have a third party. Nowhere near 58% do anything about it.
Well, there may not be a perfect
third party. We call those people, I don't know, what do you call a person who says they want something but isn't willing to do? Lazy?
Well, that's just it. That comes back to the main question, I think, that we were talking about here tonight. And you were calling people stupid, Mark. I don't think that's true.
I think if you expect do the same thing over and over again, and you're not crazy, and you expected some different result, you're stupid. You're doing something stupid.
I don't know if they're necessarily expecting a different result. I think a lot of people are voting out of fear. And you could argue that Americans are ignorant in that many Americans don't know what the third parties stand for. But of those who have encountered a third party, say the Libertarians, for instance, many of them may agree. Like, if you can dispel their ignorance about the Libertarians, they may say, yeah, I like that. I'm in favor of that. But then their fear will get in the way. And I know this because I did some campaigning for the Libertarians many years ago. And that's when I encountered this what's called the wasted vote syndrome, where you'll encounter all kinds of people who will agree with you. And they'll say, yeah, that's really great. I really like these ideas of freedom. Libertarianism, that means you don't support the use of force or advocate force to achieve political or social goals. Yeah, that sounds great. But boy, I don't want those Democrats or those Republicans to win, so I better vote for a party that can actually win. And so there's fear in that statement. You're right, Mark, that the fear's based in ignorance, in that the person is ignorant of the fact that their vote really doesn't matter when all things are said and done. Whether you vote one way or another or not vote at all, that's not going to really have any say in every federal election on who the winner is. So also, why not waste your vote, as our last caller was suggesting?
But what's really important here is you've been voting for whatever this party is that you're petrified, the other party getting in. You're voting for your party. Well, you've been doing that over and over again. Nothing is better. Nearly every Democrat and nearly every Republican is dissatisfied with the performance of their party.
Yes, but they're unwilling to do anything about it.
You're never going to get what you want out of your party by doing what your party wants you to do.
Which is vote for them.
Right. Yeah. You're never going to get it. Never going to get it. They will continue to rely on you. You are their willing serf.
And
you empower them.
If you try to change the party from the inside, like the Ron Paul supporters did, then they get shut down. Their microphones get turned off. They get shut out physically from the room. So, these existing parties are very established, and they will not take any threats to their establishment lightly. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Rich is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
What you guys fail to understand, the only thing that is ever going to save this country, you could have 3, 4, 5 parties. That's fine. But this country needs to crash and burn as it exists today. The government needs to go down. Now, the problem you'll have when that happens is who comes in to fill the vacuum. If you think a Ron Paul or a Ted Cruz or anybody's going to save you, forget about it.
Let's talk about that a little bit more here. Hang on, Rich. The filling the vacuum, the country going down. More coming up here in moments. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.